So today I would like to present about this awareness. And this awareness, how can we use this awareness in life to improve our life, to make our life happier, to be free from this pain, suffering, and sorrow? As we meditate, as you can see, we're hearing noises, and then the mind is going into thoughts, and then we try to concentrate on it. And we struggle. The technique is not to struggle, but to be aware of that, put the awareness on that. If the mind is going into thoughts, yes, the mind is going into thoughts, there's no problem with it. You're not saying the mind shouldn't go or anything at all. You're just aware that the mind is going into thoughts. And then when it stops, you know, you come back to awareness again on other things. If there is noise, awareness on the noise. If there is people laughing, then awareness on the laughing. A simple thing, very simple, to just keep this awareness. When you have this awareness well established, how can it help you in life? Awareness is also, you know, we can call it mindfulness. When we are not mindful, when we are not aware, it is something like unguarded, like our possessions, our treasures, that is not guarded. If we go to the airport, if we go to the train stations, all the possessions we have, bags, cameras, briefcases, if we leave it unattended, unguarded, then you will lose them. People will take it. Same thing, the mind, we need to be guarded all the time. Awareness is the one that is giving attention continuously of what's happening in the mind, what is it, the situation now. It's aware of it, just as it is, without our views and opinions. Not putting any views, not putting any opinions. When you have this awareness well established, what it happened is, you know what is going on straight away. What mind formation is in there, you know it. You know that mind formation is like that. So how does it help to improve your life, improve your relationship? For example, your child is sleeping in and he got to go to school in time or go to work in time, and your worries and anxious start building up in your mind, and then through that your mind is racing, my goodness, he or she is sleeping in, you know, got to be there in time, and all these anxieties build up and go and knock the door, and then wouldn't open, wouldn't answer. You keep knocking louder and louder, getting more anxious and more anxious. And then it changed to anger with frustration. You keep banging the door now. You get up or else. So from that, you know, the anger and the, you know, unhappiness start setting in. But if you have mindfulness, at that state, when you're knocking, knocking, and banging, and banging, then the anger starts coming up. The mind formation, the mental formation there, and then you see it. And you don't let it arise. Because once this anger has arisen, it's very hard to put it away. It consumes us. And that's when we start making mistakes, saying wrong things, doing wrong actions with anger. So the only thing that we can do is awareness. With this awareness or mindfulness, as soon as this anger starts coming up, you say you're not accepted, you're not an invited guest. Let it go. Find out why the child is sleeping in. Not enough sleep? Didn't go to bed early? You know? Or is that okay, you know, that is he sick, you know? So if you know, if you have awareness, attention, you know what is happening to your child as well. And if you know your child is not well, then you wouldn't try to wake up at all. You know that previous evening, if you're paying attention, you know, sniffy nose and, you know, headaches and not well at all, so you let the child sleep in. And then you ring or you do some appropriate action, you know, to let the school knows, work knows that your child is not well. So these are simple things. But what about between partners? Between partners, there are things that you said and done. Sometimes only little few minor things, but they grow into disappointments. Disappointment as in, he should do that, she should do that. She's not saying the right thing, he's not saying the right thing. And disappointment come in. And from that disappointment, you somehow, you know, focus on that negativity. And the anger arises again. And if you let the anger arise, it's very hard to, you know, put it away again. So before it comes up, the awareness is the one that comes in again. It says, no, now you have start getting angry. So you let that anger go. Put it away. So with wisdom and with this awareness that you have established, you can do that. So if you do that, then you won't say things that will make the things worse. Or you don't do things that will, you know, create negative things in relationship. Rather, you would say things that will tone of reconciliation, tone of forgiveness, and that you can improve a relationship. But somehow, if you let the anger rise up and then let it consume you, and you say or do things that is harsh and that is very hurting, then it can, you know, damage the relationship. And when he or she moved out after a day or two, you regret, you want them to move back in again. Then you have to say or do things, you know, nice things and all sort of nice words, then, you know, it's just not economical. So in the first instance, with this awareness firmly established, you know that your mind is start getting angry, you let it go. What is there not good that is going to come up? Don't let it come up. If there is a little bit of disappointment and frustration and anger there, put it away. Put it aside. Don't worry too much on it. Concentrate on what is, being good time together, you know, happy moments. You concentrate on that. And then there are many occasions that you can be happy together. Let it happen. Take them out to dinner or, you know, buy something that they like or make them happy to bond the relationship. It's coming from all this, coming from this awareness that we have established inside. And from this awareness that we, when we practice it, we know that every moment what's going on. Even some words that's come out from our partners, we know in that words, in that tone, whether they are happy, they are not happy. We are not to go against it, to confront it, but with wisdom and skill of living in life, try to make it into positive things. If we can help, we help. This is the way to do. It all comes from this awareness. Without this awareness, if we let the awareness go, it's like leaving our bag in the airport, in the middle of the airport where everyone is walking by. Next half an hour, you go and look at your bag, it won't be there anymore. It's unguarded. So mindfulness, which is giving attention to the states of our mind all the time, knowing what is going on, is a practice that we are trying to do here in meditation. And with this mindfulness, with this awareness firmly established, if we become used to it, then anytime anything happens, at least we know. You know, even if you have spoken some words that you cannot control, as soon as you have spoken, you knew it. That's not the right words. And yet you try to mitigate it somehow. So the first thing is not to say or do things at all that you will regret later on. Spoken words are very sharp. It's like an arrow that left the bow. Once the arrow has left, it's too late. You can't run after the arrow and take it back. It's done. So before it happens, before you say anything, do anything, it calms the mental formation in the mind. At that stage, with the awareness firmly established, you know it. There and then, you let go of it. You get rid of it. like a little plant, a tree that Miriam was telling me about. Hassan brought it from our school, from the school, you know, that little plant. Now it has grown into a big tree. If you want to remove it, it's not an easy job anymore. You have to, get all the people to come and cut the branches, prune it, etc. But when it was little at that time, you can just take it off with your two fingers and it will go. I'm not saying Miriam doesn't want the tree. I'm saying it as an example. What is there when it starts little, if it is not a good thing, you can just take it off easily. But when it's established, become very big, it's not easy to get rid of it anymore. So that's establishment of this mindfulness. That's where it's coming in. And you know which one is wholesome, which one is not wholesome. You know which one to take off, you know, when it's starting, and which one to keep. All the wholesome things you keep, all the unwholesome things, as soon as it starts, you get rid of them. So this is looking after your best friend, which is your mindfulness, your awareness. Hope you can use it in your life. Thank you.